Hi guys, welcome back to Excuse My French. This is Linda La Parisienne. Happy holidays, welcome back. Hello everybody, how are you? I am so freaking tired. I'm not gonna start by cursing right away at the beginning of the podcast, but I am right on the edge, guys. I am so sorry in advance. The holidays, which are supposed to be super cool and cheery and sweet and family and love and stuff, if you work at the holidays time, it's a nightmare. It is a nightmare. People are such a bunch of hypocrites. You know what I mean? What happened to staying home, eating some turkey, eating some great stuff, chilling, watching some Christmas movies, whatever you guys do here, making some cookies, I don't know, you can play board games, you can do a lot of stuff, you can go outside, have a smoke if you smoke, come back in, have some eggnog, listen to music. Why you want to go to a place where there is 1,000 other people just in line everywhere? Why? Why you want to do this to yourself? I think people like to suffer. That's it. Because I don't like it, I just don't go. And they still go. And I understand if you tell me like, yeah, I have kids and stuff, but it's not an excuse. It is not an excuse, especially if you have children. What the fuck are you doing in the middle of a mall on a Saturday afternoon when the lines are worse than the DMV? What is this about? I don't get it. Anyway, at the restaurant, let me tell you, cheap-ass tips in general. Christmas apparently is everywhere but in a fucking checkbook, let me tell you. But anyway, you know, I kind of get used to it, so I just don't care. I have worked so much that I'm at the stage of tiredness where I try to go fast when I'm working. I try to walk fast and my body just doesn't want to follow. Like, it's just, he said no, my body gave up on me. So now I am finally off for 2 days. I don't want to see a human soul at all. Besides that, I hope everybody had a great Christmas. I had a great Christmas with family. I was in the San Diego area. I was in the North Hollywood area. Turkey was involved. Chocolate was involved. Music, jacuzzi, long brunch, breakfast, amazing. The only bad thing, the bummer, is that I had to work on Christmas night. Brutal, brutal. Once I hit the parking lot, I forgot all about kindness and sharing. And it was like the war, I swear. It's like they told people it's the last day if you want to eat at a restaurant. After today, there won't be no more restaurants in the world, I swear. Anyway, so I felt like I should talk about France because, as you maybe know now, in France, people are protesting since now November 17th. And the stuff that I've seen, I don't really watch the news, but I think they don't do them justice. What they tell you on the news, like French people are savages, we have too much rights, and in other words, we're spoiled, and that is not true. So I figured, you know what, why don't I explain to you guys why the protest is happening in France? So if you are interested, if you're not interested, the next 4 minutes are going to be pretty boring, so sorry. But so in France, we have that president who is President Macron, Emmanuel Macron, who's 39 years old. He was elected, because everybody was like, yeah, but you guys elected this man. No. At the second tour of the election, we had the choice between a racist, crazy bitch, or him and his love story that he married with his teacher or whatever the hell, which, weird, by the way, I don't know why it was so romantic for everybody's eyes. I think they were so desperate to end up with the racist one that they made him like be cool and 39, young, you know, kind of modern kind of thinking and stuff. Long story short, since 18 months that we have this motherfucker, I'm sorry, but I don't have no more respect for him at this day. It was just a festival of crazy stuff. To give you a first example, so he gave some power to some people that we don't know in the government. We don't know what they do, and they were present everywhere. They have the right to go in a court, they have the right to go in arrest people, to go in protest, many, many things. It's like he had personal security guys that were allowed to go do some outside stuff. Unfortunately, because we are in 2018, one day he got caught on camera beating up some woman and a guy in a protest, and clearly those people were pacifists, they haven't done anything. So people, it was a scandal, right? The president did not give a damn. He was like, okay, whatever, whatever. He didn't beat up anybody. Even if you saw it on the TV, you guys are crazy. It's a general hallucination. This is not what you saw. Months later, the same president decided to raise the price of the gas, so the for the cars, you know. So I have to explain. Years ago, they told us you gotta buy a diesel car. It's good for the environment. It's gonna be cheaper, whatever. So everybody followed, right? And you know, they bought diesel. Now diesel is more expensive than the regular gas. So it's catastrophic. And his answer to that was like, well, you guys, you can buy an electric car. What's wrong with you? You know, so people cannot afford it. Now they have to pay an extra maybe 150 to 200 euros a month for gas. We're talking about people that cannot make ends meet from the, like the 10 of the month, they're broke. They cannot feed their kids. I saw some family, the lady feed her kids three times a day and her only once, because if not, she cannot afford it. So it was really, really brutal for people. And at the same time, so this raise of a price bring to the country, let's say 4 billion euros. And at the same time, the president decided to send back checks to the richest of the country of a value of 3 billion euros. So basically, he made a gift to his friends to make everybody broke in France. So people decided to protest and go in the street. Also, he decided that now rich people, when they have like billions of dollars or euros, a year they are going to pay only on fortune 3,373 euros, which is a joke. Okay, so somebody that used to pay 100,000 a year is going to pay 3,000 and some hundred dollars. You know, so people get pissed off, people cannot afford, people get in the streets, right? So, you know, people say we have social security and stuff, but do not worry, guys. They're taking it out of everybody's salary every month. We have the unemployment just like you guys, because you do have help too when you're broke, huh, in America, okay? And that's it. That's why it lasts. And people have not given up. And I am proud that there's people that are in the streets and they have sacrificed their time to be in the street. Now they want the president to be out. If he doesn't change, they want them to cancel this fortune situation about the tax, cancel the race in prices. And the president didn't take people seriously for like 2 weeks, you know, and then he started getting scared. We're like, oh my God, he's not stopping and stuff. They sent the police on people that were pacifists. They had nothing. They beat up some, like, you know, some people lost their eyes, like 10 people in France got shot in the eye. You get some, you know, they did some really, really nasty stuff. So it's really fucked up. So that's what's going on in France, okay? For the ignorance, we are the country of the human rights, so we have to make it fucking happen there. We have to have them respect us. This president cannot stick one in our ass, and we can say nothing, okay? So for you guys that complain about Trump, do not worry. We have the same situation, same arrogance, same ignorance, same childishness in France. We are in the same boot. And for people that voted for Trump, I don't know what to tell you. I cannot pretend, you know, anything. So anyway, what else did I want to talk about? I wanted to talk about something else. You know, when you go apply for a job, not that I went lately, but the other day I was speaking to a friend and she was telling me about going to fill out some applications. The application concept, what the fuck is that? What is this? Who decided in this country that it is not enough to have a resume? Like, the first time I went to apply for a job, I had to do a homework. I had to sit down and take like 30 minutes of my time to remember stuff from like 10 years ago. Where did I work? What time? What date? And stuff. Most of the time, I lied down. I made up the date. Let's be real. So now I gotta make some mathematics real quick, sit down, write the last address, the reference. It's like I'm applying for FBI, and at that point I was really not. It was like a pizza place or something. And then you're gonna take the resume. And the resume has all the information that you are gonna have on the application. So save us the time. What is wrong with you? And one day somebody was like, yeah, but you know, it's kind of psychological because, you know, once they make you write the application, you know, if you fill it up all the way, that means you really want the job. And I think it's straight stupid. Do you know how many people fill out applications all day long and they're useless at work? They're not gonna show up, they're gonna be late. They actually enjoy doing the application. You should actually worry about somebody that sits down and is enjoying and looking forward to fill out the application. You know what I mean? I don't have time for that shit. Me, I'm like, no, you wanna take my resume? Application is too much for me. I'm sorry. I'm not that type of, you know. But when you go apply for corporate, you don't get hired. You really gotta do like a kind of super cool company, kind of modern, kind of way of thinking, you know, hipster, kind of like, you know what, I like your style. I hire you immediately. But so, yeah, somebody gotta do something about that because, okay, I mean, why can't we just give you the resume? You give us the interview, you ask us the stupid questions, which are what are your three better qualities and your worst, which nobody ever says the truth. If nobody in your world has figured out that we're just telling you things that have nothing to do about work or that are going towards us succeeding at this job, I don't know what to tell you. Huh? Somebody's got to step up the game. You don't read somebody like this. If somebody wrote a manual and everybody's trained the same way, it's got to change. Okay? What else did I want to talk about? So listen to this. The other day, somebody in my family went to Whole Foods. Funny story. Went to Whole Foods to buy, it's called in French foie gras. Okay, so a lot of people are gonna think it's disgusting. You guys eat bacon for breakfast, so please, okay. I know for you it's delicious, but to me, when I see it like all white and greasy before it's cooked, I'm like, oh no, you know. And I eat meat, but I don't know, bacon is like just oil and salt, basically, you know. And so anyway. That person goes to Whole Foods and asks. So the foie gras is like a duck liver. It's like a pâté, you know. It's kind of really, it's a delight. Let's say it's a treat in France, you know, that we eat for the holidays. And so this person did not know that the foie gras was against the law. It was illegal up to 2 years ago. So she asked at the Whole Foods the counter. And the guy literally got mad at her and told her, you know, it's illegal, it's horrible to consume that type of stuff, you know. We have tuna pate and we have something else pate. And he was like so offended. And she was telling me the story and I was like, well, fuck him. And you don't care about the tuna then, if you care so much about the duck. What is this? Or you do nothing, why don't you have just vegetarian stuff, vegetarian pate? No, tofu pate? No, why? Because it's disgusting. So. Anyway, I don't understand to those people who are vegetarian and work in food places. Do not make us feel guilty because we buy meat. You know what I mean? That pretension, I cannot stand. So keep it to yourself. Give yourself the medal in your head of being a great person that saves the planet by not eating meat. And I don't eat so much meat, I tell you the truth, huh? Really, I eat barely some meat lately. I'm not attracted to it at all. I'm lucky enough that I love veggies and fruits, so cheese and all the stuff like that, so I don't really need the meat, you know. Some people are gonna be offended. The milk from the cheese. Somebody told me lately, I ordered a coffee and I was on the phone, and she was like, oh, be careful, she's gonna give you some regular milk. And I was like, ooh, yeah, I better be careful. But I mean, like if I was gonna die by drinking some milk, I mean, come on. So anyway, the person in Whole Foods was rude. And that person in my family, guess what, guys? Her and her husband are vegetarian since like 6 months. You know, it's the new, like the new rich, the new vegetarians, the new veggies. So they have a new style. So they were so new in that thing that they literally forgot. The first Christmas they had to do as vegetarians, they forgot that foie gras, so duck pate, is meat. Unbelievable. And I was like, but for who are you going to buy the foie gras? Because I'm not really interested, really, to be honest. Because I was one of the guests, right? And so she said, for us, we're so looking forward to eat it. And I was like, but aren't you guys vegetarians? And she was like, oh my God, you're right. Unbelievable. The beauty of the new veggie people. So anyway, what else? People on Facebook, on Instagram, who put pictures of them at the gym, we do not care. Okay, keep it to yourself. Nobody cares to see your new yoga pants and how many muscles you got. Get over yourself, just, don't show us that you're pushing up and stuff. I mean, that's lame as fuck, okay? Do an album for yourself, so later on you'll be like, in that year I was really working out. Look at me, look at my muscle. But for us to suffer with you and like you're not feeling as guilty, we're not looking at you better. I mean, me personally, I'm just thinking like, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Maybe she just walked by the gym, came in, took a picture, and walked out, and now she has to post it and show us that she's really a healthy person, Anyway, so I talked a lot today. What else did I want to talk about? The gym pics, yes, we did. Job application, we did. I'm a server, but one thing that I don't like, I have people that I've seen through my experience as a server who are, the type of server that's a kiss ass that makes everything happen. Literally, if you happen to ask for a chocolate souffle with a clown gig, he would literally consider calling around to find a clown for you to get it at dessert. You know what I mean? So I have one person at my work that's like this. Oh my god, he is like changing everything in the menu. They can ask anything they want. It's disgusting. And I'm trying to make him understand. I cannot tell him because he's so nice. Every time I start talking about something, I get mad because I don't have the patience like this for things like that. For me, it's so logical. And the other day, he had a table where some kids from Beverly Hills, the kids that are like with their hair like a Justin Bieber style stuff, no offense, Justin, of course. But they were so fucking loud and retarded. No offense for the mentally challenged, but really dummies around the table. Making so much noise, they want to be interesting and stuff, and they're 16. I'm not from that generation. I'm the generation where you go to the restaurant, you behave. You know what I mean? And so for 25 minutes, they were like screaming, reading their text, getting up, pushing each other. I wanted to slap the shit out of the whole table at the same time. Like, take a, I don't know what I could take. I don't know. Maybe the platter, the wooden platter that we serve for the cheese plate. I don't know. But anyway, so I went to see the server, right? Because it's his table, and told him, like, dude, are you gonna say something? Because they're bothering the whole room. He was like, no, I don't wanna say something because it's gonna mess up with my tip and stuff. What a buffoon. What a buffoon. So because you come and you're being served by this person, you can do whatever you want. Somebody can literally come and slap him in the face. Maybe he won't react. Who knows? So I just want to tell him that we are not in a love boat, okay? We're in a fucking open mall without ceilings, that's all. So you need to chill, but I don't know what to do. I had to share with you because he bothers me so much, so much. Anyway, so New Year's Eve, I am probably gonna work and then go to a party in a mansion, Hollywood style. You know how we do here on the West Coast? No, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna probably do it with some friends and stuff. I hope you guys are having really good holidays. I can feel already, I heard already the first people starting to talk about their fucking New Year's resolutions. We will talk about that next week because I'm sure I'm gonna hear some great New Year resolutions. But oh my god, they disgust me when people do this. You know what I mean? Every period of the year, people invent themselves a life. And there's a new thing, so we're gonna have this, then we're gonna have this Valentine's Day. Then it's gonna be like, whoo, my God, what is wrong with this world? What is wrong? I have to say, God bless all the people that went on vacation during those holidays, because thanks to you, there is no traffic in LA, and this is heaven right there. I literally want to close my eyes on the highway and just let it go, of happiness, like, oh my God, God bless you guys. Apparently, all the idiots are out of town. So, you see, it's possible. So, I'm gonna enjoy it another week before they come back and before it's a shit show again. So, they're lucky I don't have a helicopter because, I would not be dealing with any of them anyway. So, I hope you guys have a good week. I didn't wait too long to do another podcast this time. I don't know if you noticed. I think I deserved a couple clap. Applaud, applaud. No, I'm kidding with you guys. So, all right, so we talk soon, huh? Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.